Start. Movement. Speed. Live in hope. Toward the peak. On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Allah my Lord. His word Quran. Muhammad Prophet. Praise be upon. I am Muslim for all of time.
What does it mean to be a good person?
Well, generally speaking, I should be naming some good features and saying a person who's honest, trustworthy, reliable, a hardworking person can be defined as a good person. But I am saying them, but I don't believe in the cliche answer I have given.
Exactly, yeah. Because I think instead of going for the good person, probably we should know about the good person quality by knowing more about how do we define a bad person.
Yeah, exactly.
Because usually if you look at the movie characters or if you remember all the stories that you have read or you've been told about, if you look at them, there is one thing that I do believe. Normal people are usually gray. They're not good too much and they're not bad too much. I'm talking about normal people. Yes, we have horrible characters in this world and it's a no-brainer. We can see them everywhere. But usually a good person, it is very hard to define a good person.
What I got from your...
Because does a good person lie at all?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because a person would lie normally.
It happens. Not that we're promoting lying, no. I'm just saying that sometimes.
As human beings, we are making mistakes.
Exactly. Yeah.
So we don't have any good people as just the people who are making no mistakes. And
like that white shade of the colors, like all white. No, we usually are in this zone of gray. Even we call the gray ones as good people.
Yeah, and even the reason I don't like these kinds of questions, like how can we define a good person? What I have been struggling with, at least for my own growth, has always been this, that how can you make yourself better in this situation?
Exactly.
My character, the one who works at that place, has to have those features in order to be just acceptable, be good. That same person, among the family and relatives, has to have different features in order to act well, in order to be accepted by the rules of the society, by the rules of the community, by the circumstances. So I think caring about our own character in the circumstances that we are can define us as people. Then that person can become a morally accepted one or can make mistakes and yet practice, try to have those good features.
Well, I was thinking about you yourself because I know you're a boss and technically you interview many people. I'm just wondering if you have any point in your mind about taking the people who are good people instead of taking the ones who are qualified more.
Well,
are you that kind of a person? Do you sense this good person and bad person and then let it have impact on the qualification?
For sure. For so many long hours, I just had this practice with myself. I mean, since I am the one who has to have that recruitment test for the candidates who want to work, so it's a heavy burden on my shoulder.
Of course, it must be.
Yeah, and I have been challenged with it for so long. I used to just judge people by their qualifications, by the way they are acting, by their, the practical perspective. But
and intuition also comes. Like instinctively, you would have some impressions.
Yeah, exactly. And then after a few years, you start to work with those well-qualified people, those people with great certificates, those people with brand names. And then you face challenges that you've never thought about them. Like the same well-qualified person is...
Bad people challenges.
Yeah, is having a challenge and is using offensive words towards for the students and kids.
Oh, okay.
So there I started to reevaluate my process. Right now when I meet people, one of the musts is that I must meet that person in the first glance. I must meet them, talk to them, even regardless of their qualifications and practical abilities. We have a gathering, we sit with each other, we talk to each other just in order to get to know the way the other person is behaving.
Yeah, to check the first criteria, yeah. Good yet, person or bad person.
And yet you cannot make the decision.
Of course,
I mean,
yeah.
Just that.
Some people are good actors.
Yeah, just that impression that you get. This can at least make you feel a little...
Give you some hints.
Yeah, and give you this kind of confidence that maybe I know this person to this extent that their behavior is not going to be attacking or they're hurting the kids or teenagers.
Yeah, you see, we have this concept of the promised imam. As Shia Muslims, we do believe that our promised imam is there and he's watching over our deeds.
Yeah.
And what is so interesting is that to think that there is someone that apparently you do not see, but he's there.
Yeah.
And then all of your actions, all of your deeds are going to be presented to him as the father, because we do believe that the imams of the nations of all the humanity are the ones who are the father of the humankind. So as the father who's going to be presented with all my deeds, I sometimes think about the fact, how would he judge me? Would he consider me as a good person or would he consider me as a bad person?
Well, we must hope so.
And then many question pops up into my head, asking myself that, does he really consider the gray personality people even as the good people? Or no, we still have to work harder on ourselves. And how can I achieve that good person a label in the perspective of God or Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam? Because you see, we usually get drowned in this modern world in a way that we feel lost in the noises that are surrounding us, that are surrounding us, actually, to the point that we forget what is the major point of living and coming to this world.
And sometimes it's because our purpose has changed. I mean, sometimes, even not forever, but sometimes there are situations that our purpose, our goal, our aim of the moment that we're living will change because of the video, say, that I have watched on Instagram. The video was saying that you must go for buying those stuff. So at that moment, I forget everything and I just chase that dream, that thing that they have just imposed on me.
Yeah, you see... the characteristics of a good person, as you said, probably in the cliche manner, if you want to put it again, just as you just mentioned, to be an honest person, loyal person, undefeatably authentic in the things they say. They would never cross their limits and they would never cross their red lines. They're always there as this epitome of goodness. But can we really achieve that point?
No, even right now that you were naming them, this picture came to my mind. That if I write down a list of these features and just stick it on the wall of my bedroom, the next day I will be depressed and I will call myself the worst person ever because there are situations that I'm just crossing those borders.
Yeah, and even God, I think even God does not want such a thing from a person in order not to have a very spotty record.
Well, if
he himself, I do believe that he does not expect perfect characteristics. I'm saying my own perspective.
Yeah.
And by the way, my words are not going to be the gospel truth. They are just my own perspective. I do believe because in the holy book, God never closes the door for the people who have sinned.
Repentance.
Yeah, he is kinder, I think, even to these people. He says that those who have crossed all the limits do not be hopeless. I'm putting it in my own words. I'm just giving the literal meaning of what he said. He says that the doors are still open for you. My arm is still open for you and you're always welcome to come back. So probably it's not about being a good person as much as it is about winning the everyday struggle between good and bad.
And would it have been hard for God if he wanted to just omit this picture of making mistakes in us? He created us in this way, and he kept repeating in the Holy Book that I know you're going to make mistakes. It's okay. You are going to make wrong decisions. Even like the prophets who faced difficulties, they faced hard circumstances. So God understands and knows the way we are acting.
He has created us. Yeah. He knows the nature. He knows the process of temptation. And the devil, Satan, has promised, he has promised God to do all his best to deviate us from the right path.
And he even allowed him.
Allowed him as in the challenge started. Yeah. There is this challenge, and he said, the Satan, he himself said, I can deviate them. I have the temptation in my hand, but I would never have a claim upon those who fully trust you and they are sincerely obedient to you. So usually what I think is that us human beings are in a constant warfare. Like we're in this battlefield, an unceasable and never-ending battlefield. We always struggle, and we're always, part of us is always attached to the wrong path. The other part is pushing us so hard into the good path. And what matters is the process in between, how I am going to manage the situation, how I am going to handle this process of getting into this strife with the good and bad.
So morality should not be always absolute. It can adapt to the circumstances. I mean,
is it?
Should it be in this way that it should adapt to our circumstances?
I don't believe so.
Oh, why not?
I don't believe so because we can't see it right now. Like, you see how many justifications people are creating in order to justify the sins they do or the wrong actions they do, even to other people, not just to themselves. Sometimes it's something forbidden that you eat or drink, and it's going to have impact on you. You think that it's only you who is under the impact, but no, you're going to have impact on the people who are living with you as well, depending on the circle that you're living with. So I don't believe that morals are flexible, should be flexible, could be manipulated by the passage of time. I don't think so. And that's why we have scholars in our religion. Like, there are some morals that have this ability of adapting to the time. I'm not an expert in that regard, but I do believe that, for example, in the process of fertility, and whatever that is related to medical processes of fertility, there are many new ways and new possibilities that could give couples, babies, their wish and their dreams about having a baby. So there are many rules, many jurisprudential laws, let's say, that I do not know as an expert, but the expert knows about them and they modify them. With each age, they try to apply them and adapt them with the new advancements of science and of technology.
Well, in this case, I think the answer is the same. I mean, I agree with you with the points you mentioned, but I was looking at it from this perspective, that since we have we're living in a society, so the morality and the moral rules can be defined in different ways. Mm-hmm. By the peer pressure, I mean, how can my friends and people around me shape the meaning and the concept of morality in me? Like, are the nearest people to me, like, right now I have a friend, she's practicing to stay so kind, to become patient, she's practicing all those good features. And wanted or not, in the past that we were with each other and she was not practicing this, I did not care about these features. But these days, because I'm spending most of my time with her and I'm looking at her, then I am copying these moral features.
Yeah.
So the morality at least can be adapted in this way, that we are living in a society. So first the peer pressure, peer force, let's say, also the private morality. I mean, that personal perspective I have when nobody is watching, that belief that I do have within myself, that deep one, that when nobody's around, then I still follow it. And the Islamic moral principle, I mean, how can the faith provide a moral compass without ignoring real-life complexity? Our faith sometimes has given us this moral rules, this belief, this power, the superpower, say, from God, that we know life is not going to be easy. We're going to face complexity.
Yeah.
But though we do know that life is complex, we can face those real-life complexities by this faith and the presence of God, and those moral rules that he has implemented on our character. So what, what I'm after is this, that morality can be adapted and defined through these parts of our life.
Well, I think we're almost touching the same thing, but having different perspectives.
Yeah, exactly.
I do believe that it's something in between. It's not so absolute.
No, not for sure.
And it's not going to be adapted or modified. Not all the morals have the capacity to be modified. What I mean needs another episode, entirely a different episode. And I think that was interesting, quite interesting, because this is one of the major points in today's world. In the modern life, there are many people who would push you into the direction that would create a totally different definition of morality in today's world. But do you agree or disagree? Think about that and see. Probably we would have another episode on that as well.
I will tell you, dear youth, that the future belongs to you. By Allah's favor, you, dear youth, will see that day, and you will hand down your sources of pride to the future generations. Greetings be upon you and Allah's mercy and blessings.
And inshallah, we will continue talking about
this. We'll discuss that inshallah in the next session. Wassalamu alaikum wa
rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And don't go away.
We will continue this very essential topic with our great youth.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.